Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jose Santiago. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jose Santiago. And now, play ball. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball towards right. Demeter catches it and throws to first to double up Hinton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball four. Smith moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Smith moves to third. Andrews moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is walked intentionally. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Santiago fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy strikes out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a fly ball into right field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Andrews bunts towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gonzalez. The throw from Ryan and he is out, Andrews applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Jose Santiago. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Tartabull now playing right field. Lee Stang now pitching. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith who is chasing the ball. Wagner reaches third base with a triple. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whitfield is hit by the pitch. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitfield. The throw from Ryan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Wagner scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Foy moves to second. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Askew strikes out. 1 out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. George Culver now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Scott is hit by the pitch. Smith moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Lee Stang. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Jones reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. Yastrzemski scores. Scott moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Jones moves to third. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dalton Jones now playing third base. Don McMahon now pitching. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for George Culver. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. 1 out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Wagner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Steve Bailey now pitching. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ryan strikes out. 1 out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tardabul hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Bailey covering, for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Alves hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Steve Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton pinch hits for Don McMahon. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.